when you go out as a solo, do you take sort of backing, do you have your own sort of backing tracks?
Professional backing tracks.
Yeah.
Not the missing, as I always say, the Mrs. Mills are the proper ones.
Yeah.
And it's like fortunes. I've got, you know, thousands of pounds worth of gear. Why? Yeah. So it, like, basically gives out. But I'm doing the Sir Henry's, you know, in Avely on the
yeah,
second.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Doing a special Sunday down there on the 2nd of
fabulous
August.
Food down there.
I think it's the first Sunday.
Do you get a Sunday? Because I had Sunday lunch in there about 4 months ago. Oh, and oh my God, the food.
Food's excellent.
It's fabulous. It's a lovely place anyway, but the food is brilliant.
And also David that looks after it, you know what I mean? The man, he's such a character. He's a lovely, lovely, lovely fella. And,
yeah.
Yeah, it's a lovely, really lovely food.
Do you eat before you sing? This is what I want to know, because never make that mistake of having thinking, I'm going to give a song, I'll just eat a full-course lunch.
You kind of sing along, do you? Yeah, my baby, where's it?
Those roast potatoes are coming back to haunt me. It's a really good venue. So you go out and you do like your gigs, but nothing compete. Obviously, it's great when you can go out, but you have to be very careful, obviously, backing tracks, because you can't. With a band, I bet there's things where you think, I'm loving this so much, we'll go around that again, guys. Go around it again.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
You can't beat the band. I can't beat the band. There's nothing better than the band and the atmosphere and having them all stage around me, you know what I mean? Because nothing's ever the same.
Yeah.
Nothing ever goes the same. Every night's different.
And do you rehearse? Because that band, playing that song earlier, that Jump and Jive, the band is so tight. Do you rehearse? Sometimes
we bring in new songs. I mean, we get there a couple of hours beforehand and we go on stage. And where they're so professional, the guys, they get on stage and, oh, what we're doing tonight, and I've got the list of songs. I know we always run through the beginnings and the end.
Yeah.
You know, in the middle, we don't care what goes on. You know?
Yes.
Whatever goes on in the middle, you know what I mean? Everybody's jumping and jiving. But at the beginning, we always get the beginnings and the endings. We go through them if we're not sure, like, you know, bits and pieces. We try new songs out. But I'm bringing loads of the songs back from my dad's, the hits from the 60s, you know, back into the band. Can't bring them every single one. I wish I could.
Yeah.
You know, there's not enough time in the night.
But you are playing. Sorry, we're just going to go on to the gigs. I just want to make sure we get the gigs in. Parslow's Park, Saturday the 25th.
Yeah, headlining the old Dagenham 50th anniversary, the Dagenham Festival.
Yeah.
With a Tremolo's are there as well.
Yeah,
which is
fantastic. Yeah, I saw that.
That'd be fantastic. And also, we're doing the fantastic Southend Pavilion on the 14th of August.
That's it, yeah.
Which last year, funny enough, because the last time I saw it, we done that last year, and that was such a blast. That was absolutely superb. I mean, the crowd, we've done about three or four, I think it was about three or four songs, I think. I didn't want to go. First of all, what I do, I look at the side and I go, do we get fined?
Yeah.
And they say no, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we stay on stage as long as we can.
Mm.
But that's fantastic. Last year, though, the lovely people and the amount of people, the friends and people that come from far away.
Yeah.
Because it's such a lovely venue.
Mm.
It's so old. It's beautiful.
Loved the venue. So what's going to come up for you in the next what are you looking to do sort of end of this year? You said you're going to go back in the studio and record some tracks.
I want to bring out a single.
Yeah.
I want to bring a single out. I've not done a single by myself, really, basically. I'm going to bring this song out. And hopefully it'll do something. I mean, it's one of those songs I've performed it a couple of times, and it's just like people have just stared. And they're loving it. And the audience, like, you know, at the end, clapping for it. But it's a strange song. And I hope, hopefully, it's a song. It's a dear song that a friend of mine done. I'm not going to mention his name because he want money. I can't afford to pay him at the moment. He's got too much. He's got too much money anyway. I know you're listening. I want to release it. Mm. I want to release this song. And it suits. I've done it like a jazzy, like a voice jazzy, my own version. I put my own version basically down on this song. And it's going down. Yeah, it's every time I perform it, it goes absolutely, absolutely great.
Now, we're going to take a quick break and go to the news, but I'm not going to let you go just in case I thought you were going to be in here for half an hour. You can stay. I now made you a nice cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And we're going to have another track, which I Still Love You All, which we're going to play after.
Now, this song, my dad never ever performed this live.
Mm.
And it's one of those songs that everybody requests. It's funny. This is probably the most requested song we do because people love this song when we do it now. I perform this live, but there's a reason why, because there's 18 ladies' names.
Oh, well, we'll get to it because I've got to go to the news.
Go to the news.
Oh, my name's mentioned in it.